أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. Dear viewers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. As you remember, we devoted the last session to the matter of treating relatives, how to treat relatives and how to behave with them. I mentioned many Quranic verses to show how important it is to respect your relatives and to do good to your relatives. I also cited some Islamic traditions from the holy imams, from the holy prophet, peace be upon him, to show also the importance of doing good to relatives. I also pointed out some of the consequences and advantages of doing good to relatives. If a person does good to relatives, his action or her action will have certain consequences, and these consequences are also important, and because these consequences might encourage you to do certain things and to avoid doing certain other things. This session will also be devoted to the issue of dealing with relatives, with the issue of treating the relatives. Again, I will mention Quranic verses and traditions, especially traditions, to show that it is very much important, it is very much significant to do good to your relatives. According to Islamic document, doing good to one's relatives is a part of religion. If you, for example, divide religiosity, for example, into 10 divisions, into 10 parts, one of the basic part of religion is doing good to relatives. A person cannot claim that he or she is a religious person unless and until he does good to his or her relatives, unless his or her relatives are satisfied with him and are actually happy with him. If the relatives are dissatisfied, if they are angry with you, if they have problem with you, then of course you have to review your religiosity. You have to find out what is the problem, otherwise things will not be in order. As I told you, according to Islamic documents, doing good to relatives is a part of religion. Let me cite a tradition from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, to show that yes, it is a part of religion to be good to relatives and to do good towards them. This is the Holy Prophet of Islam who says in this tradition is in Kafi, volume 3, page number 15. The Holy Prophet says, أُسِي أَشَّاهِدْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي وَالْغَائِبْ مِنْهُمْ وَمَنْ فِي أَسْلَابِ الرِّجَالِ وَأَرْحَامِ النِّسَاءِ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ أَيَّسِلَ الرَّحِيمِ. Look, how much emphatically the Holy Prophet talks. He could simply say, do good to your relatives. But he does not suffice to saying this. Instead, he adds certain other things in order to show the importance of the matter. He says, usi ash-shahid min ummati, I enjoin those who are present of my community and those who are not present, wal-ghaib minhum, and those who are not present, I enjoin them, I tell them, I order them, وَمَنْ فِي أَسْلَابِ الرِّجَالِ, and those who are at the back of their fathers, and those who are not yet born, وَأَرْحَامِ النِّسَاءِ, and those who are in the wombs of their mothers, and they are not yet born. I advise all of them till the day of judgment, I advise all these people, أَيَّسِلَ الرَّحِيمِ, to do good to relatives. The Holy Prophet, as I mentioned, could say, do good to parents, to relatives. But he has said, I ask all of you, from those who are present to those who are absent, from those who are in the back of their fathers to those who are in the wombs of their mothers, from this day to the day of judgment, I ask all of you to do good to parents. It shows the emphasis he lays on the matter. He shows the importance of this issue. Look at this sentence in which I'm going to read. And this sentence is more emphatic and more valuable. It says, وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنْهُ عَلَىٰ مَسِيرِ سَنَةٍ, even if your relatives is as far from you as a distance of 1 year, it takes you 1 year to go and to visit your relatives. Even if your relative is in such a far place, again, you should not forget about him or her. Again, you should not ignore him or her. Pay a visit to him. Pay regular visit to him and respect to him. This is a sign of religiosity. This is a sign of honesty. This is a sign of being devoted to God. This is a sign of being devoted to the words of God. That is why it is said that religiosity in being a religious person is not easy. And there is a proverb, I'm not squarely agreed with this proverb, honesty is the hurdle of life. The proverb goes, or there is a saying that goes, honesty is the hurdle of life. It could be interpreted in a correct way, but it can also be interpreted in a bad way. But the correct version could be said that yes, honesty is coupled with difficulties. Honesty is coupled with problems. You have to pay for being honest. You have to spend for being honest. It is not an easy task everyone can do. And therefore, it is always together with problems. And therefore, it is difficult to be an honest person. Yes, if your relative lives in a faraway place, then again, do not neglect him. Especially nowadays, the families are actually living in different areas and in different parts of the world. Some live in the east and some in the west, and they are pulled apart from each other. But it should not mean that they should forget about each other. They should be in regular contact with each other, telephonically and via email is there, telephone is there, message connection is there, and you can use all these means in order to keep in touch with your relatives, with your friends, and you should not forget about this. Why? The Holy Prophet tells us, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الدِّينِ. This is the most important part of this tradition. It says, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الدِّينِ. This is a part of religion. What is the a part of religion? Doing good to relatives is a part of religion. You cannot detach this part from religion. You cannot ignore this part, saying that it is difficult, saying that it is costly. These excuses are not acceptable. You, if you are a religious person, if you are a really honest person, you must capitalize on relatives, and you must spend for extending relations and for deepening relations with relatives. Let me touch other aspects of doing good to relatives. From the Islamic point of view, you can do this in different ways, because now we have come to know that it is very much compulsory and it is very much important to do good to relatives. But the question arises, how can we do good to relatives? In what manner can we do good to relatives? The Islamic texts in the Islamic traditions are not silent in this connection. The Islamic texts tell us how to deal with relatives and how to do good to them. This is a tradition. It tells us how to be good to relatives. This is again the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says this narration, and this narration is available in Kafi, volume 2, page number 151. Here the Holy Prophet of Islam say, "Sal rahimak walau bi sharbatin min ma." Do good to your relatives, even by giving him or her a glass of water. By giving a glass of water to your relatives, by giving a cup of tea to your relatives, or by giving something else very cheap to your relatives, you can do good to your relatives. This is an example of doing good to relatives. Many people ask, how can we do good to relatives? This is an instance of doing good to parents. Go to their houses or invite them to your houses and give them a cup of tea and give them a glass of water. By doing this kind of things, you can be a good person. You can be an honest person, and you have done good to your relatives. Sal rahimaka walau bi sharbatin min ma. وَأَفْزَلْ مَا يُوسَلْ بِهِ الرَّحِيمِ كَفُّ الْأَزَىٰ عَنْهَا. The best way you can serve your relatives, the best way you can do good to your relatives is to avoid disturbing them. Yes, this is, it seems very easy, but it is again very much difficult to avoid disturbing your relatives. There are many who disturb their relatives, who disturb their friends, and they are actually people who are just knowing how to disturb others. The Islamic text advises us, Islamic traditions tell us to avoid disturbing your relatives. If you avoid disturbing relatives, if you avoid harming relatives, by doing this or by avoiding such negative things, you can be good to your relatives. If your relative is not harmed by you, if your relative is not disturbed by you, then they will be happy with you, and they will enjoy keeping relation with you and maintaining relation with you. Of course, if you do harm to them, and if you disturb them, and if you create problem for them, then they will not be happy to maintain relation with you. Even if you give them money, even if you invite them to your house, even if you do any other things, it will be of no help unless and until you are not disturbing them. Instead, you are helping them and you are good to them. And let me cite another tradition from the collection of Shia tradition that is also equally important. It tells about the advantage of doing good to relatives. It tells us that if you do good to relatives, your action will be as precious, your action will be as important as it is tantamount to the blood of 100 martyrs. And it also erases the sins and is equal to worshiping God for 100 years. Look at these numbers. The numbers are very much important and the numbers are very much look exaggerated, but they are not exaggerated, they are real. God is very much merciful. If he wills, he can do each and everything. Nothing is impossible for God. God can do each and everything. Yes, according to one tradition which I'm going to recite, if you do good to relatives, it is as if you have fought for the sake of God for 100 times. مَنْ مَشَى إِلَى ذِي قَرَابَةٍ بِنَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ لِيَسِلَ رَحِيمَهُ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَجْرًا مِعَ شَهِيدٍ. If a person tries, if a person struggles through his position, through his property, to do good to his or her relatives. For example, you want to give a sum of money to your relatives, or if you want to, you try to solve a problem of your relative, or if you want to do any other sort of cooperation. If you do such kind of thing to your relative, أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَجْرًا مِعَ الشَّهِيدِ. God will give you the reward of 100 martyrs. You see, the reward given to one martyr is very high and is very precious, not to speak of the reward of 100 martyrs. It is as if you say that you are killed in the way of God for 100 times, and it is very much important. وَلَهُ بِكُلِّ خُطْوَةٍ 40,000 hasana. For each step you take, God will give you the reward of 1,000 or 40,000 good actions. It is as if you have done 40,000 good actions. You're doing simply one thing, but God considers them as considers it as 40,000 good deeds. وَمُهِيَ عَنْهُ 40,000 سيئة. In 40,000 evil deeds will be omitted from his sahifa or from his tablet, and God will omit his sins, God will forgive his sins, as many as 40,000 sins. And who knows, this 40,000 is a number, it might be an exaggeration. It means that God will forgive whatever sins you have committed. Just because of one action, one simple action, which we do not consider as important, doing good to relatives. You do good to your relatives, and God forgive all your sins, or whatever sins you have perpetrated or committed. وَرُفِعَ لَهُ مِنَ الدَّرَجَاتِ مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And your status will also be promoted. Your religiosity will be promoted, because religiosity might have different stages. Somebody might be at a primary stage, others might be in an advanced stage. Of course, if you do good to your relatives according to this tradition, which is a valid tradition, you will be promoted, your status will be promoted, and this is important. وَكَانَ كَأَنَّمَا عَبَدَ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِئَ سَنَةً. It is as if you have worshipped God for 100 years. It is a whole actually age of somebody. Nowadays, there are few people who can live as many years as 100. But if you happen to live for such a long time, and if you happen to worship God for such a long of time, this worship, this long years of worship, will be equal to doing one simple good deed towards your relatives. And it also shows the social perspective of Islam, how much Islam is concerned about social things and about maintaining relations with others. Islam is not a religion that advises isolation and that emphasizes on isolation. Islam is actually in favor of social relationship, and Islam is in favor of positive social relationship, and Islam encourages people to improve this kind of relationships. Yes, so this is the tradition that tells us about the advantages and about the benefits of doing good to relatives. Inshallah, in our next session, we will further talk about this issue and about the advantages of doing good to relatives. Thank you very much.